Those of you that are concerned or interested, we had several people question what really actually happened at last year's annual meeting in the voting, and we resolved the voting for board members by holding a whole new election in
March
or April, whenever. But the three agenda items that were on the ballot last year and voted were still contended back and forth, and Val Cram had raised a question because somewhere in the vote count, actually Lot 1 had gotten voted, which it really didn't. It was just miswritten by the owner of Lot 1 8, or Lot 18. Anyway, so we went back through, and our board had discussed this in two or three different meetings as to what to do about different parts of that vote and the three different line items, which item number one was the proposal from the previous annual meeting of removing Dale as a member of the board. The second item was the conflict of interest policy. And the third item was the ratification of the amended PCNRs, or the combined PCNRs. The conflict was that there were a number of votes that were not counted, partially because of a conflict of interest or discounted because of family relationship. We went back through and went through and recounted all votes just to see where it really would stand, because we had no legal basis to discount votes. So the vote count after we recounted on item number one was 81 yes, 90 no. The item number two, conflict of interest, 97 yes and 80 no. The ratification of the PCNRs, 78 in favor of adopting and 97 to reject the adoption of the ratified PCNRs. So this, our board this year has been operating all along as if all three of those agenda items, I don't even know what the proper word was for them,
referendums
were did not pass. This was the beginning of kind of the whole controversy, and one of the big reasons why Candace Bose had resigned her position with the board. It had continued to just grow in controversy, partially based on, I think, action that was taken with no board approval. And so this board as a body altogether said, we're going to go back through, recount them, count every vote. We have no legal basis to discount a vote. And that's the way our board has operated, and I hope boards in the future operate. I don't care whether you live in the state of Arizona or the state of Utah. If you're a member of Deer Springs Ranch, your vote should count. If your first name is Larry or your first name is John, your vote should count. And so that's the way we've operated. That's the way and in all reality, some of these things didn't make any difference anyway. The first item, especially to remove Dale from the board, he was going off the board anyway, and it was just I think it was put on there simply because the previous year it was brought up and it had been tabled and something had to be done to carry through with the vote. It didn't have any, the net result one way or the other was the exact same thing. We've had quite a bit of pressure through this year about the conflict of interest policy, especially from Ron Mayo, who kind of authored that. And not to discount what he's done or what he's worked toward, we agree with him on the principles of putting together language and documents to keep us as a board and as members and as officers of the board in line and not doing anything, no self-dealing to do something to me or to Dustin to benefit us or anybody else that's on the board. But some of the other language in that conflict of interest policy didn't quite make sense, and if Dirk wasn't out cooking, he could explain more of what his viewpoint on it was. But anyway, that was the stance that our board took, and because of the question of whether Lot 1 was voted or not, we went ahead and did the entire vote, tried to backtrack and find out, because there was a ballot turned in with lot one on it, and we had to know why or where did that come from, and that error was a simple one. It was just, the eight got left off. So as soon as we went back through and verified, these are the lots that were voted, here are the ballots, we can cross-verify everything except we have no vote for lot 18, but we do have a vote for lot 1. But it has the guy's name on it that owns lot 118. Well, that's where it goes. So anyway, I don't know if there's any other questions about those things, any other issues. Is that satisfied?
Just to point out that the two second votes required a two-thirds vote.
Right.
Even though the second one had more yeses than noes, it still didn't pass because it needed two-thirds vote.
Right.
So they were all ended up a no.
They were all no.
Right.
I think they were all no again. Yeah.
There was a question. If you did mathematics correctly, they were all no's to begin with. If you went to the two-thirds, my contention was that an adoption of a conflict of interest policy is actually an amendment to our bylaws, and that should be a three-quarters vote, which would have failed by even a larger margin anyway. But just because that's been there have been two or three people that have, kind of been buzzing about why isn't this happening or that happening. And we all viewed it as, hey, we're going in this direction, we're working together, and this is a detraction. We're not going to spend a lot of time going and trying to resolve that problem when we have other current issues that are more important.
It's not a problem. The vote was taken.
Yeah.
It didn't pass. If they don't like that, then what they need to do is bring up
Another
general.
Yep.